This meeting is now being recorded.
Thank you for joining Latin Generation Panel Repertoire Working Group call. Today is 18th of July 2017, and we have Miliana, Bill, Fiametta, Mats, Usman, and Sarmad on the call. Is there anybody else on the call? Okay, so thank you. Over to you, Miliana.
Okay, it seems that we have to try to finish today these two important documents which are necessary for our future work. There were some activity on in Google Docs, and I think which we should try to resolve the comments which are first now on principles. Thank you, Sarmad, you put principles on the screen. Although I am not very, let's say, capable to help with it, but there are some comments which should be discussed, and probably we shall have some conclusions after the discussion. So I'm sorry that Meikal is not here. Did he excuse himself because I was not looking at the mail? No. No excuse for today's call. Okay. We have now to try to resolve these comments. And I don't know how to start. Who will try to respond to this comment or to make some conclusions around it? I have here Mats and Sarmad and Bill. Hazem has joined us too. The first comment. Shall I read it? But it is a little bit difficult for me to read because I have a very small screen, and let me try to find it somewhere else. Yeah, here. In the inclusion principles, first comment was technically I find this is arguable, but it is specified by the inclusion principle of the procedure, so I would suggest to either drop the sentence or make reference to the procedure requirements in that regard. I must admit that I don't understand it, but if someone understands it, please help me with this. Mats has his hand up. Please, Mats, the floor is yours. And after that, Bill. Mats,
thank you. Can you hear me?
Yeah. I hear you.
Yeah. Okay. I don't think that we need that sentence actually. So this is more like arguing for the principles. Here we only need the principles. So that sentence is actually not needed, because what we need are the principles, not the, any arguments on why we should be conservative or not. So mm-hmm. I think that I suggest that we just remove the sentence.
Okay, I will remove it immediately. Bill, let me hear Bill first. Mats, have you finished your discussion?
Yes.
Mats. Yes. Thank you, Mats. Bill, please.
What Mats said. I think he got it exactly right. Just drop it out.
Yeah, okay. I will remove it now. That's it. The next comment is in the next sentence. Only code points supported by languages which have a rating of level 0 to 4 under the EGIDS are considered as supporting the inclusion of a code point. Is it okay? Is everybody okay with this?
This is Armand. I made that change, but I think this may actually be grammatically not proper because there's also a reference to the quote point at the end of the paragraph. So either we keep the edit which I made and then do more edits towards the end of the paragraph, or perhaps we could just take out my edit, and I think it should be okay as well.
Max, please. You are the next.
I forgot to put my hand down, yes, I don't see, I don't think that we should have the code point supported by in the beginning.
Okay.
I think the sentence is okay if we just remove that.
Okay. And Bill also has his Bill also.
I would agree that we don't need it, but as the resident native speaker of English, grammatically, I think it's just fine. But I agree with Matt, it's not necessary.
Okay. Okay, so we shall remove the code point supported by. Did I understand it correctly?
Yes.
Only languages which can...
Well, if Bill says it's better with, I think that Bill should decide because he's a native speaker. He's always
I'm not saying it's better with. I'm just saying it's okay either way. I think you're right that it's better without.
I think Michael's suggestion about using used by would be in the middle, giving the meaning we need.
Okay. Mirigana, are you still there? I think we may have lost Mirigana's connection. So would one of you like to take this up while Mirigana joins back, or would you like to wait?
I think on this one we've got consensus to take out the those four words, so we can move on once Mirigana's back.
Bacon volunteers to chair the meeting while waiting for Mirigana to come back.
Yeah, I can do that if that's what you all want. But not back, I think she's typing.
Sorry, somehow my line dropped. I'm back again.
Mirigana, we all agreed that those four words should be dropped, which were added. should be deleted again and we can move on.
Yes. Yes, I have deleted it on the other, and after that I lost the connection. So the next comment is made by Michael. It is close to the end of the inclusion principles. We have a few sentences to discuss more. And the first one is made by Michael. Again, I need help with this because I'm not very, very familiar with the discussion. So, who wants to?
I could try to explain.
Please, Michael, please. Thank you.
Would it be possible to, okay, how to put it? So I'm having trouble reading what's on the screen because the right-hand side of the comments are cut off in the PDF display. So would it be possible to just scroll a bit to the right from the side of the presenter so I could read the entire comments? Perfect.
Yeah, Simon has done it.
Okay, so I was... Okay, first of all, I added something to that paragraph, and that is the passage, or that such a sequence or order cannot be defined. Because basically the bullet point was about, the bullet point from what I understood was about that all code points we consider for inclusion, which occur together, that is a sequence of code points, that the context must be given. But I was trying to, I added this part of the sentence to make clear that there may be cases where no order is defined or is definable. So I hope that should already fix the bullet point if it finds the consent and agreement of the group.
Mats?
May I comment?
Yes, please.
Yeah, because I'm the one behind the language there, and this bullet about modify letters. And modify letters are somewhere in between ordinary letters and marks. And modify letters are used to modify ordinary letters, but they are more free than marks. And we will find modify letters in some languages, and to have a conservative approach, we should see what context those modifier letters are used in. And of course, it's always possible to define the context where it's used. Let's say that we find a modifier letter in just one language. And in the extreme case, that modifier letter could be with any other letter in that language. And then, of course, we could define all the sequences. And maybe that's not very fruitful, but of course we can define it. I think we should have a conservative approach both for modifier letters and marks, and start by always stating the context where it's found. And then if it turns out that some modifier letter is used very freely, then we can discuss it and decide that, okay, we don't state it as a sequence. We state it as an individual letter. Thank you.
Okay. Max, your hand is up. No, your hand is down now.
Rihanna, I'd like to come in.
Yeah. Please, Sarmad, I lost you from the screen. Sorry. Please, Sarmad, say something. Say what you
want to do. Thank you. So I guess I was just scrolling through the MSR and trying to see if we can find a modifier letter in it. In the first quick look, I was not able to identify one. So I think one of the things we may want to look at is that whether these are in MSR, and if they are not in MSR, then do we need to devote a complete principle to this degree of letters? And then obviously other thing to discuss is that where these may actually be required as far as languages are concerned, to see, you know, whether we need to go back and request them to be added to MSR. And then I think it's probably useful to have that discussion with IP, that whether they will be okay with adding these or having these in the MSR. But I think we probably should look at, do a little more homework and make sure that these are in the MSR before we actually commit to a complete principle for them. Just a thought. Thank you.
Thank you, Sarmad. Any other opinions? Meiko was typing. Can everybody, I think everybody could read what Michael was typing. Please read it, because my English is not the best one this evening. Mats, please.
Yes. Yes, I agree with Sarmad. We shouldn't pay too much focus on this, and we should also be open for reconsidering things that we state now. But even if there are no modifier letters in MSR, we have modifier letters in the spreadsheet that we use for collecting the sequences and code points, the Latin GP code points spreadsheet. So we've already started to write those down, and I think that is kind of the basis if we say that we should have them as sequences, then we will also document them as sequences. And then it might or probably be that they are not accepted by the integration panel. But that's a question for later on, I think. Thank you.
Thank you, Matt. Michael, you don't hear us.
No, I do.
Oh, you do, but your comment, what Matt said, what does it mean?
Sorry, I was just, before I raised my hand because I want to speak, I removed I put my hand down again because I... Matt said everything I wanted to say.
Okay. So I will probably be a bad interpreter of your discussion. Please, Michael and Matt and Sarmad, could you try to change this, what we have discussed now, in a way that all the people who are included in the discussion are satisfied with it? Is it okay with you? Michael, please.
From what I understand,
I think we have agreement that it's kind of fine as it is, right? Exactly what Matt wrote.
Okay.
I
so
that this was the agreement.
We can remove this part of the sentence which we discussed up to now, and the text will be like this. Okay, you will.
Rihanna.
Yes. Yes, please.
I suggest that we yes. leave the text as it is and just remove the comment.
Okay, sorry. That's why it's not good for me to do the things in parallel, so please, I will leave the text as it is and to make our comment will be resolved, like this. Okay. You will see the text after the meetings. Please read it again. If I have done something wrong, please correct it. I was trying to do two things in the same time, and I might make some mistakes. Michael, please. Michael, your hand is up.
Yes, my hand was up from earlier. Sorry about that. But anyways,
okay.
about the next bullet point, we have again the same situation. I had made a comment where I was trying to say that I wasn't sure if the bullet point was immediately understandable. Mats replied to this, and I was just asking if there is any other member of the group who has suggestions on how to change the wording maybe of that bullet point, because I find it difficult to grasp. The sentence looks a bit skewed to me, but I couldn't come up with a good idea. But
yeah.
If other people find that sentence to be fine and understandable, then also in that case, from my point of view, we can remove the comments. I was just trying to highlight possible issues in the wording. That's it. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Michael. Max, please. Matt, switch on the mic.
What I'm trying to say in that bullet point is that in the same way as we testify individual code points by examples from languages, we should also attest a sequence if we have a sequence in the list. We should have an example of that this sequence is used by some language. Say a code point plus a mark, or a modify letter plus a code point. So if Bill can write it better, I'm happy.
Yeah, if someone has better proposal, but let it live like this for a moment, and maybe if someone finds the better wording for it, this person can be free to try to change it.
Bill has suggested some text in the chat box.
Okay. Sarmat, sorry, I didn't hear you properly.
Bill has suggested some text in the chat box.
Uh-huh. Bill has suggested something. Please, Matt and Michael, could you read this and say if it is a better wording? Fine for Matt.
This is Michael. It looks just fine to me. Bill's suggestion looks great. I think it's much easier.
We could
maybe just keep the very last ending of the sentence which Matt had originally suggested. That is, in the same way as a separate code points, in the same way as separate code points, actually the A should be dropped of the type LE or LO. But otherwise,
okay.
It's great. Thanks, Bill.
Okay. Bill, will you be so kind to put the text in the to put your proposal in the text because I am not sure I will do it in the right way. So we can treat this comment as resolved. Is everybody happy with it? No objection. Okay, Bill, I have to ask you to put your sentence in the text in the proper position. Thank you very much for it. Now we can move forward down to the text, and in exclusion principles, somewhere and at the far end of the exclusion principles, we have something that is not clear there were some corrections done by Michael said that something was not clear to him, and Sarmad was doing some have done some corrections. Shall I accept it and see how it looks now? Okay.
Yes, it's still, Sarmad, it's, I'd like to make a short comment.
Yes. Yes, please, Sarmad.
Yeah, so I made those edits to sort of make it clearer. I'm not sure if it is any better. But in any case, I think we can still delete the for example at the end and make it more deterministic. So, and add more categories if we find them. So in 3.7, maybe
okay.
Just read something like any code point which is also used for one of the following purposes and stop there. So delete for example at the end. And basically we are saying that if the code point is also used as a formatting character or digit or punctuation mark or some of these things which are not included at top level, then even if it is a letter but it's also used for these other things, then we should probably not include them because then they become things like punctuation marks. So that's the intention. If people agree with it.
Okay, Michael, please. It's your turn now.
What I wrote in the comment box, I agree with Sarmad. I just wanted to suggest that we may also remove also used. Because otherwise it may sound as if it is not enough, for example, for a character to be a numerical digit. But it must be a numerical digit plus some other criteria of exclusion.
Okay.
So, this is Sarmad.
And first Matt, then you, Sarmad, please. Matt also has his hand up. He was in the queue before you. Matt, please.
Right. Thank you. I'm not sure what B means, a formatting character or mark, and it's a little bit ambiguous because it could mean either a mark or a formatting character, or it could mean a formatting mark or a formatting character. And if it only means a mark, then it's colliding with other uses, or other it forbids the marks, which is not it's a problematic because we definitely want marks.
Okay, Sarmad, please.
Right, so I think it's intended, just to respond to Max, it's probably intended as a formatting character or a formatting mark. We can probably make that explicit. That would address the ambiguity. So going back to the comment, I think what we're trying to say stay here is, and that's the reason behind also, is that obviously if something is a formatting character or a numerical digit or a punctuation mark, it is automatically excluded. And that's actually already excluded because of the MSR. But I think what we're trying to say here is that suppose we have a letter and the letter is also used as a formatting mark or a numerical digit, then we actually exclude that as well. And so that's, I think, where also comes in. In any case, I think if we want to keep those that out of this current context, we can delete also, and then we can just focus on excluding these other characters. But I would assume that they will not have a letter property in any case, and therefore they will be excluded automatically, and MSR would really take care of it. Thank you.
Matt, please. Now it's your turn. No, Matt, Michael. Sorry, I didn't see you properly. Michael, your hand is up.
Thanks for the explanation, Sarmat. I didn't understand that before, but I think in that case we should change the wording and make this more explicit. And how about something like any code point which is also used for one of the following purpose, for one of the following purposes, irrespective of their classification as a code point or of their other uses or further uses or something of the sorts. So I would make that more clear. I think it's a valid point, and I think we could add example as specified by Matt, which is a good example, like Roman digit, where we have letters which are used as numbers. So if we were to encode Roman as language, we should exclude those potentially if those letters are used exclusively as numerical digits. Yeah, thanks.
Matt, then Sarmat.
I see that it's explicitly an exception from the exclusion about the Roman digits, but are we sure that we don't see other cases where letters are used as digits? In Hebrew, they also use letters as digits. So they might find that, and then there's a risk that we then automatically exclude those from the set. I'm worried about having this definite exclusion just because it might be used for some other purpose.
Sarmad, please.
Right. So I think the intention is that if something is predominantly used as a mark or, a digit or a punctuation and is also somehow used as a letter, and we were talking about these clicks, if you remember, which look like exclamation mark. And so I think, to me, those would be the more relevant examples which apply to this case rather than the Roman IV, which looks like a 4, which is certainly, I think, used as a potential numbering system. But I guess the numerical digit system we normally use is the actual digits 0 through 9. This is certainly an alternate system, and it's an interesting example in that context. But I was actually thinking of things like exclamation mark being used as a symbol for click and things like that.
Thank you. Then Bill, please. It's your turn.
The basic situation we have here is there are numerical digits like the number 1, which are, enormously widely used, but are identical to the Latin small letter L. But there's been an executive decision made above our level, as far as I can tell, that for those cases where the European languages are involved, we're going to ignore that and allow the small letter L, even though it's identical to a digit 1. But for non-European languages like the clicks, we're not going to allow marks which have other uses. I can't think of a tactful way to say that we're having that kind of ethnic discrimination, but that's basically what the situation we're in.
I'm not sure who was the next, Sarmad or Mats. I think Mats, then Sarmad. Mats, please.
Yeah, thank you. Well, the way that Sarmad states it, it's kind of the other way around, which I think is more acceptable. And it is that if something looks like a digit or a punctuation mark or something like that, and even if it's so used by as a letter somewhere, we should ignore it. Then we start with I agree with Bill that it's kind of the European perspective of what is punctuation mark. But I'm not sure that do we really need this bullet? Do we really need it? I'm not sure.
Michael has proposed the sentence in the chat room. If any code point is used predominantly in one of the following functions apart from any other uses in orthography, such code points should be excluded. And we should add the discussed example. Sarmad, please.
Thank you, Mariana. Just to respond to Matt's question, so let's assume that we delete this particular bullet point. Then, I guess the question would be what principle we would use to potentially discuss the inclusion and or exclusion of exclamation marks, for example, as a letter versus a punctuation mark. Is there any other possible principle we have to refer to? So that's probably the reason I would say that, maybe this is something which we may want to keep, maybe in a different form, so that we can at least keep referring to it. But, again, that's something you all need to discuss and decide, especially keeping Bill's comment in mind. Thank you.
I have tried to listen very carefully. Michael, please. Michael,
yes. Thank
okay.
you, Mariana. I think that, as Matt said, linguistically, we don't really need these principles because whatever is a punctuation mark or formatting character is dependent. It's kind of like dependent on from which orthography you look at it. In the end, all of those are symbols, and you can use them in any way you want. But technically, it seems that these principles are semi-baked in already by MSR because they have taken a stance based on previous analysis within the context of Unicode, IDNA, standards, and so on. So I was wondering, maybe someone in the group is able to answer that, if there is a Unicode property which identifies the character or the code point as a digit or as a mark or as a formatting character. I know, for example, that marks are categories of types of Unicode code points, but for example, is there any property which defines a Unicode code point as a formatting mark? And all of these other categories. So I think we should use this as kind of an criteria to decide whether we reemploy such concepts or we don't, because irrespective of how an orthography, of whether an orthography considers any symbol a letter or a mark or a digit or a formatting character, the question is if Unicode has that kind of definition. Thank you. I hope that was clear.
Thank you, Michael. Sarmat, please.
Thank you, Mariana. I think just to clarify, some of these categories are, I guess, coming from the work which was done for Arabic by the Arabic Generation Panel. And there are actually some encoded combining marks and characters which are formatting, which are used for Quranic annotations. And I think the Arabic Generation Panel probably looked at those and excluded them specifically for that, I guess, semantic reason, not just by their property being letter or mark, which is what is encoded at the Unicode level. So they were excluding things specifically because they were formatting. They performed a formatting function in a particular context. So some of these, as I said, so these are actually lists which was initially documented by the Arabic Generation Panel. And I think the whole list has been inherited here. So this is something we could look at and see whether, you know, not all of these things may actually be applicable to Latin script. And so for that reason, we may actually strike out some of these categories. Thank you.
Thank you. Michael, is your hand, did you raise your hand again, or it was annulled? It was forgotten. Please, Mats, you're the next. Mats.
Thank you. Yes. Yes.
Thank you.
There are categories in Unicode, but the problem, I don't think the problem is those code points that are defined as numbers, because there's a category numbers in Unicode. The problem is if there are letters or modified letters that look like something like that. So punctuation is one category, but we also have this exclamation mark look like letter, which is a modified letter, which is not, it's codified as a letter. The problem is that it looks like a punctuation. So that is the problem. That cannot be defined by Unicode categories. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Mats.
Sarmat. This is Sarmat. I'd like to make a short comment.
Please, Sarmat.
So I just put in a Unicode in the chat box. It's a 01C3. And if you Google it, this looks, it has a property, it is, it has a general category of letter other, LO. So it's not a punctuation mark. There is a separate, but it looks exactly like a punctuation mark, though its name, the Unicode name is, I put that here, Latin letter retroflex click. So it's a letter, it's encoded as L0, but it looks exactly like an exclamation mark. And I think this is what I was talking about, and I think this is also probably what Matt was referring to as well. These are the things we want to comment on, I guess. Thank you.
Matt, please. It's your turn now.
I don't have anything more to say. I forgot to take my hand down.
Oh, you forgot. You forgot the hand. Okay.
Thomas' example was exactly what I meant.
Okay. You have discussed seriously this topic. I didn't understand a lot of it. So I don't know how to conclude this topic. What could we do with 3.7? Max, please.
Michael suggested a text, which I think that we can have in the chat box. It's what's 9:36 in the chat box, in my chat box. If any code point is used, regardless in one of the following functions, apart from any other uses in orthography, such code points should be excluded.
Okay. And who put this text there, please? Meikal.
Meikal, yes.
Meikal. Please, Meikal, I want to ask you to put this text in the proper place in the principles, because it seems that you find the right solution for this problem. Is it okay for you?
Sure.
Okay, thank you very much. So, after that I just one appendix, which is not a topic for discussion. So, it seems that at the, Max, do you want to say something else? Because your hand is up still? Okay, thank you. It seems that we have finished this version of principles, and I want to ask you, who are more qualified than me, I mean who are experts in this area, after all these corrections, to read the principles again and to see if there is any other things that should be discussed. But for today, I think we can conclude the discussion and go to the next topic. Okay. So the next topic was the discussion about instructions how to proceed with processing, with language processing. Meikal gave a lot of suggestions and I accepted all of them. I a little bit reformatted the text, but I didn't change the meaning of the text. And we have, let's say, next version of those instructions. We could give a look at it, and if you didn't read it, if the group members didn't read it before that before this meeting, you can do it after the meeting and see if there any if there is any let's say unclear or bad or the things that can be confusing that we can change it later, but at this moment all Meikal's comments were very reasonable, at least for me, and were clear to me, so I accepted them. Anyone wants to say anything about this? Max, please.
Yes. Well, we have already started working, and we are using the spreadsheet that I created in Istanbul.
Okay.
But I'm not sure that it really works well, because it's hard to see who has added some data, because we have several languages into the same cell.
So okay.
I think that we should break this up again, and we should actually add the person who has added, we should sign the thing that we put in, and also have the possibility of adding comments to it. Maybe we question it. And this is not very important for the most frequent letters, but it will be important for infrequent letters and sequences. So we can trace back and see where did we find this testification, etc.
I'm not sure. I have done one language today, and I have another type of problems. I don't know how to add in the same cell next line. Whatever I was doing, I was either deleting the previous information on the cell, and maybe it was written somewhere how to do it, but I was not sure. I put the information in the same line with the previous one, because I don't know how to put it in the next line in the cell. So maybe I was not clear enough, but I will give an example in the mail. Mats, please.
Yeah, this is part of the problem. I mean, we work in the same cell for a number of languages.
Languages, yes.
And yes, but to create a new line, I think it depends on the computer. On my Mac, it's Alt and Enter, then you create a new line.
Which one?
Alt.
I didn't hear it clearly. I have a Mac, and I have problem with Macs. So
you see in the chat box.
Alt plus Enter. Yeah, Alt plus Enter. Okay, I'll try this. Maybe it works also on my computer. But I wasn't sure. What are you proposing? Shall we redo our repertoire, our core point spreadsheet? I was not clear. I was not sure what I have heard.
Yeah, I actually suggest that we break it up so that there is one line per code point
language. Okay.
For each language, we create a new line.
Okay. So, and you are supposed to...
And also okay. Adding a new column so we can put the name. Okay, this was Mats added this information.
Okay. Yeah, to put the name in the column who has given this reference to the specific code point. Was this your intent? Yeah, okay, that's clear to me at this moment. Now, what the other people think? What the other VP members think? Yes, but Maycom is proposing to put initials before any comments. It's okay for the comments, but Max is proposing that we have for every code point and every reference a new line in the spreadsheet. So we shall have probably for the ordinary code point at least 5 lines, and for the other one, which are not in MSR, we propose to collect, to put every reference we find for the specific code point. So maybe 6, 7, 8, and so on. Sarmat says more information does not hurt. It can always be taken out later. I agree with you, Sarmat, completely. I always have to want to have more than to pick what is necessary, what I think it is good. Please, there are some people with hands up. Bill is the first. Bill, please.
Yes, the only problem I see is if we decide we want to change, if we want to sort on something, we can... We can, if we've got a separate line for each language, unless we include the information in columns, say C, D, and E, we can lose track of what we're talking about. If we have a separate line for each language and we sort on column F, and we don't do that, then we don't know what we're talking about, basically.
So
may I answer that?
Yes, please, Matt.
Yes, in my suggestion, we create a complete line for every language, which will include the Unicode code, the glyph, the name. Just copy that over the next one. So it's a complete information.
Michael?
Yes, thanks, Mariana. I was just trying to say that I do think like track changes and versioning does work in Google Docs spreadsheet as well, but I think the way it's visualized different from the way it's visualized in Google Docs text, which is kind of like a word processor thingy. So for ease of recognizing who introduced which kind of change, one simple suggestion would be to introduce your initials, for example, before any comment you write, such as MM, I was here, or whatever, as people doing graffiti, for example. So that's one solution for the for those practical issues. And when it comes to having separate lines for any given code point regarding a particular language, so for example, point ABCD for German, ABCD for English, ABCD for French, I think in my view it would be preferable to have an additional column for that to the right-hand side, so we don't actually forget copying over information from the line, the new line we created, as Bill suggested. We kind of sidestep in this way the issue of running into troubles with like sorting mechanisms and things like this. So we could just go to the right-hand side and just add more columns. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you. Max, please. Max? Max, did you?
I'm sorry. Yes. Yeah.
Oh, I thought I had lost.
I forgot to turn my mic on. Yes.
Oh, okay.
I don't think the idea of creating columns to the right is as good, because then it's harder to see it. You lose the view, overview, because you need the language, you need the name, you need the reference, and you need the possibility of making a comment. If Bill has included something, it should be possible to me to make a comment, and that should be in a separate column. So that would mean four columns, and that would be too wide. I think it's better to have them under each other. And I don't think that anyone will forget to copy down the code point and glyph and the Unicode name to the next line when you create a new language. You will see that it's missing directly, and then you will copy it down. Thank you.
Thank you much. Any other suggestions? I was thinking, how should we proceed? Because we have some work done, and we have up to five. I looked a little bit today at our repertoire spreadsheet. There are. For many code points, there are at least 2, 3 to 5 references. So the suggestion is for every reference to duplicate the same line with this code point and just remove and just leave in every line in every row leave one reference. And you wanted much to have initials of the person who added the reference in the spreadsheet. Was I clear? Did I catch it properly?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Sarmat, please. Sarmat, you have to say something. Sarmat.
Right, so I guess I'm assuming Mats will create the template, or we just add start adding rows and moving forward. That was one question, because Mats said that there may be actually more columns which need to be added as well. A suggestion was that we start using this method for future languages. Instead of going back again and, take this and make this table, and then we can probably always come back and do it for the languages which are already taken care of, unless you are suggesting that we go back and clean up the current work as well. So just wanted to ask that. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Max, please.
I can volunteer to break it up into lines. It won't take that long to do that. And I don't think we have to go back and add the name of the person on the thing that we have already done. We come to the station where it's needed. And so it's mostly, we don't have to redo things. I'll break it up, and then we have a new template. I also have a suggestion that we don't have A to Z included in the spreadsheet, because they are attested by default.
Yes, we don't have A to Z added to the spreadsheet. It is left out of the spreadsheet. Code points are attested, but if you think it is good to have it then inside, please add it. I had no, I have nothing to say against it.
They are there. Somebody has added them, but I suggest that we take them out.
Okay, any other opinion about this? Bill has something to say.
Two things. One, while this is going to be a working document for us, I think it's also going to end up being a reference document, and therefore having a complete list of what points are acceptable is probably a good thing. And I would also point out, we've already got, you know, the work has already been done for those 26 letters. It doesn't seem like it would be a burden to just leave it in.
Okay. Thank you, Bill. Matt, you want to say something? He wants to take A to Z out.
Yeah. Well, it adds to the volume, and I don't see the purpose of keeping them in, but I'm not going to fight to take them out. If the group wants to keep them, it's fine.
Okay, so we are keeping A to Z till the end. Matt will try to break the rows in the spreadsheet, which has more than one information in one cell in the separate rows, so, and we need not to go back and to put our initials to the languages we have processed, all the references we have put in, and till the next meeting, Matt will give us a template how the future repertoire spreadsheet will look, and we shall try to fill the information in it. Michael is typing. Matt, your mic is off and your hand is up. Okay, you didn't want to speak. Okay, thank you. So we agreed about a few important things for today. We are at the end of an hour. Thank you. If anyone wants to discuss anything, please send it via email to the Latin Generation Panel mailing list. If we forgot something, we can discuss it on the list, and for today we have a few conclusions about the material we have discussed today. If no one wants to speak to speak more, I am going to close down the session. I don't see any hands up. Okay, thank you very much for being for spending your time with us with this during this telephone call. And yes, we are over time. Yes, I'm just closing the session. Thank you, Michael. Sorry for this. I didn't see on time to cut the session. Okay. Sarmat, thank you very much. Please, you can finish the session for today.
Thank you, Mariana. Thank you all.
Thank you all. Bye. See you next time. Bye. Bye all.
Bye-bye.